This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Simon Miller from What Culture here. A little bit intimidated. Here with Shelton Benjamin. 1 year ago, you told Adam Wilbourn you weren't very happy with me.
Tell Simon we're going to talk about those ups that he be giving and those downs. So, Simon, I'm looking for you. You dipped out when you were interviewing Woods, but I watch every Tuesday. I go and watch him count those ups and count those downs. And so
it's all him. That's all him.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have to talk about my ups.
I wasn't very happy with you. You see, unlike a lot of people, I actually watch YouTube. I actually watch internet shows. And guess what I watch a lot of? What Culture. And I watch a lot of Simon's counting those ups and counting those downs.
Apparently I gave you too many downs or something, right?
You know what? It's not that you gave me too many downs. You just don't give me enough ups, all right? You know,
fair point.
Fair enough. You know, usually you're pretty generous with me, and you know, and I appreciate that.
I'm a big fan of yours, genuinely. I'm just playing smoke. That,
but you need to give me a few more thumbs up, man. I mean, sometimes taking an ass whipping requires a thumbs up. You know, that's a thumbs up performance because I'm a real tough guy. I don't know if people know this, but I'm a badass, all right? So it's really hard for me to pretend to let someone beat me up. Bobby Lashley, I let him do that. Brock Lesnar, I let him do that. Big Show, all these big time guys, I let them do that because I will destroy them. So I just need you to recognize how hard it is, how hard I'm performing, how hard I'm trying to convey to the fans that I am actually in a vulnerable position, because we all know that will never happen.
I totally agree. And if I recall rightly, I got pretty good memories, pretty good brain.
Pretty good.
The downs I used to give is that I didn't think WWE were using you in the right way. I remember, especially when you were teaming with Cedric and stuff, I would say, what's going on here, man?
Yeah.
They need more. And they kept teasing me, and then they kept taking it away.
Well, they teased all of us. You know, they teased all of us. And trust me, me and Ced felt the same way. You know, it is what it is. It's a business. They make the decisions. I'm just here to, you know, keep collecting.
And you are as well. We talked about this before we hit record, but it's true. Let's get down to brass tacks. You had a phenomenal career. You have been active within wrestling since when? Like 2000?
2000.
Yeah.
I became a pro wrestler on January 10th, 2000, and I've been nonstop ever since. I've never taken a vacation. I've never taken time off or anything like that. I just keep going because
That's
I love
amazing,
what I do.
Man.
I love the fans, and I've been lucky enough to avoid any really major injuries or anything that, like, really take me out of action, with the exception of my shoulder when I originally was coming back. But for the most part, I've been extremely fortunate from a physical aspect of things.
Yeah.
I say physical, but in life in general, like I said, I've lived a charmed life. So sometimes I see people go, oh, poor Shelton, they're not doing this. Like, no, don't. I make hundreds of thousands of dollars. Don't poor Shelton me. I'm not poor Shelton.
I love
yes,
it, man. Great attitude, dude.
Yeah. So, and again, to your point, I like to be a positive person in general.
Yeah.
You know. That's why I don't complain. I do my job. I do it to the best of my ability, and I hope someone appreciates it. And that's really all you can ask for. If you get more, that's icing on the cake. But that's really all you can ask for, in my opinion.
It's funny you say that. I was listening to a podcast the other day with the one and only Jim Ross, and he still describes you as one of the best natural pure athletes WWE ever hired. I mean, that is huge praise, man.
Like, every time people say it, it's flattering because I look at all the greats that have came down, like great athletes, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Macho Man. To me, I think the greatest athlete to ever enter into pro wrestling is Billy Gunn.
Dude,
because
right, one monster.
Because Billy Gunn, have you seen him?
Dude, the first time I met him, I thought it was a joke. That can't be really. That cannot be Billy Gunn.
Billy Gunn, and the thing is, Billy Gunn to this day can outbump anybody. He can outwork anyone. Demand, like, I can't think of a better athlete. And like I said, I think he's number one and I'm number two. So shout out to Billy Gunn, because you are the freaking man, bro.
He's huge.
He's the Hulk. You know what? Here's the thing. We made this analogy one time about Billy Gunn. We say, when you see Billy Gunn on TV, it's like seeing David Banner.
Yeah.
But it's when you meet him in person, you realize he's actually the Hulk. Like, that's how we view Billy Gunn, because he's a monster of a man.
It is. And he's during that era where I guess everyone's a monster of a dude.
Right.
Although you were in that era, but you held up with all of them. It's not like you ever looked at you and went, meh. No way.
You know, I Ted?
You were talking to Teddy Long.
I mean, that's the coolest
cameo. Holla, player.
That's the coolest cameo ever. Thank you, Teddy Long. But it's true. It's not like you looked at you and went, oh, doesn't you fit in.
Yeah,
you look like you're part of the crew.
You know, it's one, because I stayed in shape, you know. I covered up when I first got there. But, I always felt like a little guy, to the point where when I actually left the Indies, when I actually left WWE, and I started doing indies, and even when I went to Japan, a lot of people did not realize how big I was.
Yeah, but
they thought I was like a, you know, 200-pound guy, and I'm like,
absolutely not.
Like, no, I'm a little bigger, but it's able to do all this flying and stuff. Yes, but I'm flying on giants.
Yeah, yeah.
Kane, Big Show, Brock. Hell, do you remember Chuck Palumbo?
I do remember Chuck Palumbo.
Chuck Palumbo, whether you realize or not, is one of the widest human beings I've ever put my arms around. So, yeah, I just blended well.
But in that's half the battle, right? It's perception.
Right.
Perception is reality.
Absolutely.
I do have to ask you this,
okay.
Right? I know you've been asked this 1,000 times,
okay.
But I need to ask, because I love goofy wrestling, right?
Okay.
I say that in a positive way.
Right.
Stupid wrestling is my favorite wrestling. Now, we all remember a few years ago, you were given the gimmick of looking off into the distance and pondering something that had been said to you. Dude, I was desperate to know where that was going to go.
I'll be honest. I'm still wondering where that was supposed to go. Like, this is the part in the interview where you just put that face on the screen, because I'm wondering where it goes. I was given an assignment, and I just did my assignment. I had no idea where
it
was going.
That sucks so bad, because I loved it. Because it's just so out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it. But that's good, because maybe in a month, 2 months, I'll start to understand it.
Some things are way more appreciated when you don't understand it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a magic trick. If you look behind the curtain, you see how it's done. It's not as intriguing. But as long as you're always going,
what's he doing? I was so devastated. We never got. I get
never got a payoff.
It happens a lot in wrestling. I get it. It's not
yeah.
special or anything like that.
Right.
But that for me was like, oh, they're doing something with him.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. And then he just stopped it.
Yeah. Again, to your point.
He can't tell me anything.
I can't tell you anything. Because I'm still.
He's literally doing the same thing that you were doing.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
All right, let's jump to the forward future now, right? Okay. You know, you were talking about that interview I saw, World Your Oyster, where are you going to go? You're going to go here, you're going to go there, maybe right. Go back to Japan, come back to the UK. You used to do indies in the UK all the time, man. Yeah. They used to be badass. What's your sort of immediate plan in terms of finding a place to land?
Honestly, my immediate plan is just to kind of coast a bit and, like, see what's out there, see what life has to offer. Because, you know, for 7 years I was with WWE, and, you know, I had a 10-year run with them before that.
Yeah.
So for now, like, I'm not in any rush. You know, I'm keeping my options open. I can't say anybody's any more of a front runner or anything, but I definitely want to come back to the UK. Matter of fact, next week I'm going to Australia, where I'm going to be involved in an event out there. I think it's Starcade.
Still blow your mind right. That you get to go to Australia to wrestle. I mean, isn't that just the craziest thing?
That's awesome. And I'm desperate to get back to Japan.
Japan.
I really, really want to go back to Japan.
But dude, your Japan run is kind of, I wouldn't call it underrated, but so many people still go, Joe and Pedro had this amazing run in Japan. Oh, and so good, dude. Like, the consistency and the amount of tours you did,
right.
Off the chart, man, right?
Yeah, Japan was, oh my God. I spent 4 years over there, whether people realize it or not. So I love, you know, Riddle's going crazy over there. Like,
that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but I love my time over there. And again, because the casual fan doesn't even realize there's wrestling over there.
Of course not, right? Yeah.
See these little clips of me having these matches with Marufuji and Tanahashi and all these guys. They're like, when was he there? And I see that a lot. And it sucks, but between 2012 and 2016, I was almost exclusively.
Absolutely, man. And top matches as well with everyone who now. I don't know, the last few years, for whatever reason, all of a sudden Japanese wrestling over here has become, I don't know, the names are more well-known. It's strange. The casual fan is kind of getting to realize them. You fought all of them, bro. Yeah, every single
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. Like, they're matching with me and Shinsuke. They go, when did this happen? You know, I've had matches with Shibata. Like I said, hell, Suzuki. You know, I was a member of Suzuki Gun.
Yeah.
And when people see those pictures, they go, when was this? And I'm like, remember that long stretch when you didn't see me on American TV? Well, that's what I was doing.
I was still working, man. But I think it's great, dude. I think it goes, do you think now, I don't want to say it's easier, but there's more options now. So that's kind of excite you that there is, like, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 companies you could jump in tomorrow.
I do believe I'm excited about the fact that there are more options. Because obviously with all the great talent out there, we all can't shine in the same place. So it's nice to have an AEW, a Ring of Honor, a TNA, a New Japan. So, and I personally want to work for all of them because I want to see all these companies succeed. Is because, again, I'm a wrestling fan first. I'm known for WWE, but I'm a fan of pro wrestling in general. When I grew up, I watched everything. If it was pro wrestling, even if I didn't know what the company was, I watched it because it's pro wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. So I think it's awesome now that we definitely have a lot more viable options to actually go and have a great career and have a great, you know, a great time. And yeah, I'm here for it. And I think it's just going to grow from here. Because like you said, people are now, wait, there's these superstars from Japan, superstar from Mexico, superstar from the UK. Like,
oh, dude, you should work at CML, man. That'd be awesome. Have you worked at CML at all? Have I missed that one?
Maybe. Like, I bounced around so much, it's hard to remember all of
them. Just get down there, bro. You'd be fit like a glove. Yeah. Be amazing, man.
I'm game.
Let's book it right now. And you got to come to UK, too. Like, I remember when you did those tours.
Yes.
Like, I used to go to sort of just spot shows, whatever you call them.
Right.
And you'd walk out, I'd be like, wait, what the? Show and Ventress, it is so cool, dude.
Hey, it's all about working. And Ron Simmons taught me a long time ago, it's all about longevity.
Yeah,
I do. So, like I said, I want to put my stamp on the business. I want to be, you know, and I want to spread the word. So, and I love overseas tours.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I love the U.S., but I prefer when I travel overseas to places that don't get to see me or, you know, wrestling superstars as often.
So we're 24 years in, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
How much longer do we want to go? Like, what's the dream? Another 10, 15, 25?
The first time I can't pay the mortgage, I got to find something else to do.
And today, it's a quarter of a century, I've just realized.
Yeah.
A quarter of a century.
Yeah. I've been a pro wrestler for longer than anything else in my life.
But dude, man, like, imagine that. It's such a stupid way to put it, but the first time anyone takes a bump, you turn 25 years at least, you'd be like, you winding me up. How the hell is that ever going to be a thing?
Yeah, I'll be honest. It seemed like it was yesterday.
The
time goes by so fast, and especially when you're having a good time. My first 5 years in the business, a blink, and it was pew.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, my time in Japan, blink, and it's over. My last run in WWE, blink, and it's over. I can't say that's necessarily a bad thing. You just... Nah.
We'll leave it, man. I get it, bro. I get it.
But like I said, time just flies when you're like, and, you know, like I said, all the old timers can tell you, like, it just seems like yesterday that I just started this, and I was thinking, oh, this would be something good to try for, you know,
absolutely,
a couple years.
Guys, yeah.
And I said, I want to be retired by at least 40. Yeah. Well, I've overshot that by... Not quite a decade.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about that.
But we don't talk about it.
Do you know what, Spanas? You're talking about all this stuff, and you could actually, if you say tomorrow you thought, screw it. Do you know what people are going to talk about till wrestling eventually just vanishes? That super kick spot. Because, dude, I know some people, like, it's probably over talked about now, just like all in wrestling, like the Hell in a Cell fall and
a
million.
A
but that's the thing, man. You are etched into that forever. People, if they're going to still talk about it now, 10, 15, 20 years, that must blow your brain a little bit as well, dude.
Well, I look at it, like I said, with other entertainers. You know, Michael Jackson. When you start thinking about Michael Jackson, you start naming off his hits. Beat It, Billie Jean, The Girl Is Mine. Like, that's one of my hits. So, and like I said, it served me well in the long run.
Yeah, yeah.
In the short run, it was a little, you know. But nah, Sean was awesome. But yeah, I always knew pro wrestling was a part of making memories, make yourself memorable.
Totally true.
I've never been a WWE champion or anything like that, but I'm memorable, and that was my goal. Make people do stuff when you go out, get an emotional reaction, and make sure they'll remember it.
It's so true, because instantly you said that. I remember when you ran up the ladder
right at
the WrestleMania match.
Right.
From nowhere, just went ping.
And then you just start rattling them off. So that's how I look at it, just one of my hits.
I also want to point out, this is the last thing I'm going to say, because no one appreciates this. Doing a springboard is a hard, I can't do it. I fall on my face. I found it. He jumped three quarters across the ring. Bro, you're an athletic marvel, man.
Oh,
did you just get me like that, springboards? Like, no problem. I can do that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that was...
And
I'm trying to be modest because
No, be arrogant.
It was one of... I didn't see why it was so hard. I saw one person do it when I was... Before I got into wrestling, the first time I was in the wrestling ring, I did it. It was... effortless, but at the same time, I'm a kid from the South who played in the woods.
Yeah.
Climbing trees and swimming and all that stuff, like, that was just right up my alley. So,
oh, yeah, man.
So, and I said this before, you know, my mom used to whip my ass for all these stuff I getting into and falling off of buildings and stuff like that, but now, like, all those skills I picked up doing that have paid off, so.
Hell yeah, dude. Honestly, man, I love this chat. So good meeting you properly.
Nice to meet
this is a golden
you,
up. It's a golden up. I'm going to give that to you right there.
That's
a golden up.
I got the
golden. I'll tell you, right, everyone says this anyway. From now on, if we're doing a show and Sheldon's on it, he's never getting it down again.
Never
just ups.
Oh.
I'm going to be so biased towards you, it's going to be ridiculous. Thank you very much, man. Like the video, share the video, subscribe. See you soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.